Shalom, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm here with my beautiful daughters on the 56th floor of the Cityplex building on the beautiful campus of Oral Roberts University. Girls, shalom, and
hello.
Would you like to welcome our listeners?
Hi, listeners.
Hi.
Now, you have a podcast as well.
We have a podcast.
Yes.
And what's the name of it for people who would love to...
The name of our podcast is Winning the Week, and we talk about the practical side of the Word of God, how to apply it in your life, how to work it out, spirit, soul, and body, and we have a really good time. So anywhere you get podcasts, you can get Winning the Week. Also, we're on YouTube under Kylie Gatewood Ministries, so we'd love to have you listen in. We have a good time.
That's great.
You've been on the podcast
before. Yes, I have. I've been really enjoyed it, and... And it's a word in due season to help those on, I'm thinking of especially women, professionals, housewives, whatever the walk of life may be, but golden nuggets of truth based on the Word of God on how to apply it.
Our byline is soul control is not only possible, it's practical. Ooh. Doing the word. You can practically apply the Word of God.
Oh, that's so good. Can you
repeat
that again?
And so soul control is not only possible, it's practical. So a lot of people know it's possible, but they don't know how.
Right.
They don't know how to apply it. And so we apply the Word of God to our mind, will, and emotions and overcome those hurts, habits, and hang-ups in different areas of our life. We talk about parenting. We talk about shame. We talk about joy and rejoicing and love and how to get trouble off the face, like you've been talking about the last 2 days right. On the radio broadcast. This is totally, how do you get trouble off the face?
It's an act of your will. Choose ye this day the blessing. It is a blessing to get trouble off the face. It's not based on feeling. It's based on the value you put on the Word of God. You say, this Word of God has more value to me than my opinion or my feeling, because it must bow the knee as an act of my will. It must bow the knee to the Word of God that says, O my soul, Psalm 42, why are you disquieted within me? Why are you sad? In other words, you shouldn't be. The Lord is the victory of my countenance.
He's the victory.
Now imagine God Almighty wants to give you a facelift.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Free facelifts.
It's Holy Ghost Botox.
You get a facelift and you get a facelift and you get a facelift.
Right. Lift up your eyes looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He never said to look into yourself. Anybody would be depressed with self feelings, thoughts all the time. And you know the gamut. The enemy is no respecter of persons. Oh, I should be this, or why didn't I do that? Or me, self, nanny, nanny, boo-boo. Anybody would be depressed after all of these self-centered thoughts. Which reminds me, we live in such a self-centered society that even our children come home from school and have a friend, and they think that friend's name is Selfie. Instead, remember? And it was your daughter, Eliana. It's just a reflection of how the Bible talks about in Ephesians, and being not carried away, the prince of the power of the air, the course of this air. And that course, like a river, has a push to it, a force to it. And the enemy wants us to become so self. So in the meantime, you get into the Word of God, you find out who you are in Christ, and you begin to confess that. And that's what Samuel Adams did. With our First Continental Congress, he got into the Word of God that in Proverbs, where it talks about the name of the Lord, and that word Lord is L-O-R-D capitalized, meaning Yahovah. That name is our strong Migdal, our strong, that's Hebrew for tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And so therefore, he had a wonderful countenance of victory. The Lord is his victory, and he addressed that Congress, and the rest is history. So, well, I've enjoyed being with you girls and sharing the broadcast with you. And today, You can ask me, what are we going to be doing today?
What are we going to be doing today?
I'm so glad you asked, Shani.
Drum roll, please.
Well, this is on April 30th, 1789.
Oh, I was like, no, it's not.
That was a good year.
Yeah. Well, no, we're back at 1789.
Okay, okay.
And it's entitled The Invisible Hand of God. And again, it's from our book that we're making available to you at the end of the broadcast, entitled 100 Bible Verses That Made America Great. And it begins like this. It's 1 p.m. The Virginian, tall, stately, ramrod straight, stepped into the crowded second-floor balcony of the old federal building in Lower Manhattan and took his place beside a large, decorative Bible. A thunderous roar erupted from the sea of people on Wall Street, followed by tense silence as everyone strained to hear the man's voice. He would not say much, only two words, but both syllables would shape the ages to come. This man was about to change history. He was about to take the oath of office as the first president of the United States of America. General Washington was dressed in a modest, double-breasted brown suit with buttons embossed with eagles. A sword dangled at his side. His face was careworn, the Bible before him, bound in rich brown leather, had been hastily borrowed from the altar of the nearby St. John's Lodge. It rested on a red cushion held by the man. His name was Samuel Otis. He was Secretary of the Senate. And the Bible was opened to Genesis chapter 49. This is the passage containing the blessings of Jacob to his 12 sons who were destined to become the great nation of Israel. So after placing his hand, we're talking about General George Washington, after he placed his hand on the Bible, the general listened to the oath of office, which was quoted by Robert Livingston, who was the chancellor of New York at that time. After hearing the final words, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, Washington said, and these are the only words that he said, I do. And then, he did something extraordinary. To the thrill of the crowd, and in full view, he removed his hand from Genesis chapter 49, then reverently bent down and kissed the Bible. Livingston cried to the crowd, "It is done! Long live George Washington, President of the United States!" Unquote. The multitude burst into cheers, shouting, yelling, weeping, rejoicing, as the father of their nation quietly turned and disappeared into the building to give his inaugural address to the members of Congress. And in that speech, Washington said the following: "No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency." And here's a brim note. During this time period, they referred to the Lord as the providence. They referred to him as out of respect. So when he says, no people can be bound to acknowledge and ignore the invisible hand, the invisible hand is also referring to God. providence as this nation. Continuing with, quote, the smiles of heaven. Now remember, this is George Washington on his inaugural address. The smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. Unquote. For our nation to know blessing, you and I, we have to have, and I believe through the prayers of the saints, we are seeing it now. Just a few days ago, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the Joint Congress, and they had a thunderous applause and rejoicing over God, who has chosen this nation, Israel, to work closely with America. And so we are in a great awakening. And it's due to, I'm sure, for our prayers and this turning of the tide from chaotic disorder and this administration that has tried to put into law rules of wickedness. And we are, it's crumbling, folks. It's coming to naught, just like the Bible said. And so going back to our foundation on what made this America great, part of it is the founder of this nation, George Washington. And I love it again. Heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself was ordained. I believe we're going to get Bibles back in our school on a regular basis. And we're getting back to educating our children on what is right and calling and what is wrong and enjoying the blessings of United States of America. Thank you for listening today. We love you. We appreciate Kylie and Shannon for joining. Is there anything else in closing that you would like to add?
Well, that just reminded me of that scripture over in Proverbs 29:2 that says, when the righteous are in authority,
yes,
the people rejoice.
Amen.
But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And you know, you've been talking about the sad countenance because of that.
Yes, it's because of that.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Are you interested in America's rich religious history? Then you don't want to miss Robert Morgan's book entitled 100 Verses That Made America. This book explores how biblical principles have influenced our nation's founding and growth, showcasing 100 of the most significant verses that have shaped our nation. And now you can get your very own copy for just $20 plus shipping at billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M, billybrim.org. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-972-3447. So don't miss this opportunity to deepen your understanding of America's spiritual heritage. Order today 100 Bible verses that made America.